Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for the podcast version of Trey's Variety Hour is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Trey. Thanks for joining us. I'm a little hoarse. It's been a wild week at Disney. I'm coming to you live from Disney World right now. That's Cinderella's castle back behind me right there. You just missed an amazing live fireworks show. We had a little trouble getting the show up and running today, so I apologize for that. But I do want to start the show on time. We have people from all over the world that tune in. And speaking of all over the world, we have a bunch of Australians in here tonight. Many, many Australian photographers. And we're going to talk about the huge Aussie amazing photo walk that happened last week all over the country. So this will be a great show to show off everything that happened during that event. Let's go around and do introductions for everybody, and then we'll jump right into sharing photos from the event and talking about it and this sort of thing. Let's start with Michael N. Sutton. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you, Trey. Yeah, my name's Michael. I'm a photographer based in Sydney. Photography is not my main source of income. It's a big passion of mine. I'm the person who organised the Walk Down Under with the help of Google Australia, in particular a guy called Lockie McGrath. And, I'm here with a couple of my Aussie photography mates, and thanks for the invite, Trey.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure. I was watching live everything that was happening with you guys by clicking on that tag, and I was mega jealous that I wasn't
there. Yeah, we noticed that. Everyone was coming to me saying, Trey Ratcliffe has just plus one my photo. Trey's just commented. They were all ecstatic. It was great to see.
Oh, wow. I don't know why. I'm not that important of a plus one-er, but I was really enjoying it, watching all these photos. This is a new phenomenon, this idea of everyone involved all over the world in a live photo walk where you can just watch this stuff. It's interesting. I can't wait to see what direction it goes next. But anyway, thank you very much for organizing it and bringing me pleasure and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world. I know it's tough to do these things, and you did a great job, so thank you.
Thank you, Trey. Thank you.
Okay, and now let's say hello to Gretchen. So, by the way, during these little introductions, people can, you know, say whatever you want, give us your website, tell us what kind of photographer you are, where you live, all that good stuff, okay? So go for it, Gretchen.
All right. Well, my name's Gretchen Chappelle. I'm a creative artist based in Sydney. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon. Yay for hometown. My photography is pretty experimental at this point. I like to use the iPhone at the moment to do a lot of different processing styles. And I primarily joined Google to share my music, but the photography has just been so popular on here that that's kind of where a lot of my attention has been going at the moment. My website's under construction. The best place to find me is Google+, but the website is my full name, GretchenChappelle.com. You can find me there. And I'm really excited about this new platform and all the fun things you can do with it. It's great. Freedom of expression. I love it.
Great. Thank you, Gretchen. Now let's say hi to Alexander in the leftmost frame. Hey, Alexander.
Hey, Trey. I'm a photographer from Sydney, Australia. I've been organizing this photo walk together with Michael. Had the honor of leading it together with Michael. It was a fantastic day. We had a great time. Usually, I'm a photographer by trade. I've been doing this for 10 years part time, and this year is the first year where I've been going full time, I also do some web design and videography. In my free time, when we go out with our little local group here, I love going out doing some light painting and fire painting. On Mondays, Michael and I host a daily photo theme called MoFOMO. That's plus M-O-F-O-M-O, and that stands for Mobile Phone Mondays, where Gretchen is also one of the very active participants. And yeah, we've been doing that almost for half a year now, and got a, I think over 800 people following the page, and probably about 200 to 300 contributions every week. You know, if you want to, if you like mobile photography, take a lot of mobile photography shots. Yeah, just tag them with MoFOMO, and we'll have a look at it. And there's a top 10 every week that you can check out and have a look at.
Great, thanks. Thanks, Alexander. Now, the fourth Aussie with us today is Michael Hall. So we don't confuse him with Michael S. Sutton. We will just call him Mike. So hello, Mike.
Hi, Trey. Hi, everyone. I'm a Sydney-based truck driver slash photographer. I'm relatively new to photography. I've only just been doing it just under 2 years now. But the first day I picked up a camera, I just that was the final piece of the puzzle. It was just complete love of photography, and I knew this is where I had to be. And then Google Plus came along, and that just sort of boosted that passion even more. And I just love the community, the Aussie community, and the whole world community that we've got here at Google Plus. And I'm just loving my time here, you know. So, you know, I really like, you know, meeting everyone here. You can find me on Google Plus or my website, michaelhall.com. That's M-Y-K-A-L-H-I-L-L.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. And then the adopted Aussie, I guess, is Brian Rose.
Yay, Brian.
Brian.
Yay.
All hail, Brian. When you're down there, I heard that all toilets flush the other direction. I wondered if your mustache was upside down.
It was. It was bizarre. It was uncomfortably exciting. Hey, guys, I'm Brian
Tell
Rose.
Us about you and what you do at Google and that sort of thing.
Sure. I'm Brian Rose. I'm the Google Plus Photos Community Manager. I was just in Sydney for the last 10 days, just really enjoying my time there. We did the photo op. We did the first underwater hangout on air with Catlin Seaview Survey. It was just a total blast. So, yeah, you can find me on G+, search for Brian Rose. And if you have any feedback about Google Plus, I'd love to hear it.
Great. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for being so engaged with the photo community. You guys really listen. And I know I feel comfortable speaking on behalf of all the photographers here that, you know, we appreciate everything you guys are doing and how you listen. And you're really engaged. And we're not used to that. We're used to just being off in the wild and lonely on the web. So it's nice to have someone like you around.
No, I mean, the thanks are all on this side of the table. I mean, we see G+ and the development of G+ as an open dialogue. So please use the send feedback button. We have teams, plural, teams of people who their entire job is just to help us sort through that feedback and make sure that we're prioritizing the right feature requests and that we're on track to basically build a better platform. So, yeah, definitely keep your feedback coming. And thank you for sharing your photos on G+.
Okay, let's say hi to my producer here, Dave Effer. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Trey, how's it going, everybody? I'm Dave Effer. I'm an IT guy slash amateur photographer, and you can find my Google Plus profile at plusdave.com.
All right, Dave, you're not an Aussie, and neither am I, so we are not allowed to share our photos tonight.
I'm a Dutchman.
This is going to be an all-Aussie love fest. All right.
Woo!
And let's say hi to Tony Wang from Twit. Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Tony, and I work here at Twit as the producer and editor here. And I also take pictures for fun, so of my cat.
and you had a little photo shoot the other day, right? Can we see those on your stream somewhere?
I didn't post them yet. I was going to do them tomorrow because tomorrow is the first new episode of Sword and Laser in video form. So, yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Cool.
Well, thank you. And also, we're all watching the live Twit chat. If you guys want to come in and chat, I know Dave is watching it. I'm watching it. So if you guys have questions or feedback or whatever, we like to have that going on the side, sort of like a matrix of text flying by. It's nice. And last, I wanted to say hi to Keith Barrett, who runs the Vidcast Network. He has popped in here. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Trey. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm Keith Barrett. I'm an IT guy down here at Disney World. You can find me at keithplus.me. I also live stream a lot of Hangouts on Google Plus at vidcastnetwork.com. The majority of them all about photography, and I'm rediscovering a love for photography after not being part of it for several years. So this is great for me.
Good. It seems like everybody is either discovering or rediscovering a love for photography. I'm going to plug next week's show. We're going to talk about this, the Sony NEX7. I've been using it for a few weeks now. I got this and D800 at the same time, so I've been overloaded with camera awesomeness. And I know a lot of people are curious about this camera. I was very curious. Sorry, what was that?
I said, you can send me a D800 if it's too much for you, Trey.
No, maybe I could send you, 12 of the megapixels and I still have 24 left over.
Hilarious.
Okay, so let's get going immediately here with Michael N. Sutton. So, Michael, let's start, and you can tell us a little bit about what it was like across the whole country. You know, what cities was this in? How many people were involved? And then we'll start sharing some of the tagged photos from the event.
For sure. Thanks, Trey. This photo walk, I started speaking to Google in Sydney about this back in January of this year. We had a photo walk in October last year in Sydney. Lockie McGrath at Google in Sydney said, yeah, great, let's do another one. And I said, well, I don't want to do one just in Sydney. I want to share it with the rest of Australia. Let's do one in every major, in every capital city in Australia. He was a little bit taken back by that, but he supported it. And he said, yep, let's do it. So I organised leaders in Canberra, Melbourne, Hobart, Adelaide, Perth, Darwin and Brisbane, and we had a couple of regional ones going. We had a registration form going on Google+. We had just over 770 people register for the walk. Still doing the figures on how many people turned up to each walk, but in Sydney we had 225 people turn up. Brian Rose got us on a site that we got a world record for that photo walk, the most photographers in one place taking photos at the one time. That wasn't the aim of the walk. The aim of the walk was to get like-minded people like myself, Alex, Gretchen and Michael all together so we could meet each other, go out on a social photo walk, talk to each other, look at each other's gear, swap ideas with each other, learn from each other. And that's what we did, and we did that all over Australia. I personally think it went very, very well. I mean, in Sydney, I didn't see one person on our photo crews that didn't have a grin on their face from ear to ear. They all loved it. And from the photos I've seen from all around the country, that was everyone's experience. It worked out very, very well. Everyone's been asking me when the next one is. I'd like to get over this one first before we think of the next one. It went very, very well. There's some fantastic photos that have been shared under the hashtag The Walk Down Under, all one word. That hashtag was actually made up by Alexander. We had a couple of hashtags that we were trying to get, but that one seemed to suit the Australian photography community. So, if you like, I'll share some photos from that hashtag.
Yeah, please do, and you can share your screen, and we can see some of the work that was done by the hundreds of people that participated. That's a good piece of advice, by the way, the hashtag thing. Keep the hashtag fun and simple. Don't have a bunch of codes and weird stuff in it. I've been on photo walks where we've had some of the most convoluted tags. No one can ever remember what the hell to do. So the walk down under is perfect. Good job, Alexander.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what we're looking at here, I hope you can see these. These are, I'm just going through the hashtag. A lot of these are images that I put up this morning just mentioning what we're doing this morning. And Alex has done the same thing. We'll come down to some photos. These are photos that that Alex, can you see that on the screen? Okay, I'll try and make it a bit bigger. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, could you make it a little these bigger?
These are photos that Alex has taken that have actually been shared by someone else on Google Plus, which is what the photography community does. A lot of this of taking photos, posting them, and other photographers getting up and sharing them to their circles. And I encourage that too. It's happened a lot on the Walk Down Under. Here we're looking at some of Gretchen's photos that she's just recently posted. I think most of these were taken on your iPhone, Gretchen, or all of them?
Yeah, that's my mobile album. So I moved everything that was shot on the phone and uploaded as the walk was happening, along with some that I had edited after the walk, and just combined them in the one album.
Yeah. Were you just using mobile phones like a few of us were?
Pretty much. I have a still camera. It's not a DSLR. The only advantage to having that camera is that it's small and it fits in my purse, so I can use it whenever, but it limits me. I actually brought my husband's Android along as well, so I had two iPhones and an Android and a still camera going, and I managed to get a few shots from everything while I was juggling the Hangouts and riding on the boat. It was good fun.
Excellent. Yeah, Alex and myself are major eye photographers too. Mobile photographers take a lot of our photos. This one's from Melbourne, I think, from Lady Fran. There's thousands of photos on this stream, thousands and thousands. I really do encourage everyone to go and look at the hashtags. There's some amazing work. This is from Sydney. In Sydney, we actually jumped on a large boat that could take 300 people, and we got 225 on there, did an hour cruising around Sydney Harbour as the sun was rising, and then went on to an island that used to be used for our Navy repairing boats that's been opened up to the public, called Cockatoo Island, and we were let loose there and had breakfast there. This is one of Alex's photos that he took with his iPhone. On the platform of one of the train stations, I would say it would be in the city somewhere.
No, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, Michael. I'm waiting
4 o'clock,
for you.
Really? Yeah. You got up that early too. Yeah, we all got up rather early. We actually had to be at Darling Harbour in Sydney at 5:30 in the morning. So it was a very early start, but I think everyone really enjoyed it. These are photos from Michelle Robinson, who I want to have a bit of a talk about later on. She's an amazing photographer, artist as well. And Alex's photos seem to be on this thread a lot.
Yeah, I love that one, Alex.
This is a photo.
I paid everyone to reshare today.
Did you? Oh, you probably did. This is actually a photo of Lockie McGrath. He's the person at Google Australia that I really think got all of this working for us. He's devoted a lot of time and a lot of energy into this walk and our community here in Australia. And I really do think without him, none of this would have happened. None of it. He's an amazing young guy. Amazing young guy. Where else are we? This is actually one of Lockie's photos. Yeah.
Is Michael there?
That's Michael Hall down here.
That's me down
there. I think that's Gretchen just down here.
Yeah, I'm just lining up a shot there.
Yeah. Some of the gear that was used.
Wow.
A bit bigger than my iPhone.
Doesn't fit in my purse, that.
Oh, okay. This was... I guess we can talk about this. We did a little bit of a walk a week after the Walk Down Under for Brian Rose and took him out into some sandhills, some light painting, but that wasn't from the walk. We all had coloured T-shirts, red, green, blue and yellow. The walk leaders had black T-shirts.
Are you guys standing in a urinal?
I don't know what that looks like. It looks like it, doesn't it?
It looks like you're out of Melbourne.
I'm sure if you look at the comments, that's probably mentioned in there. But no, all the coloured T-shirts all around Australia look amazing. And I've actually seen people walking around Sydney with them on still. So they're loving it. Now, this is probably the best photo, I think, that was taken in Sydney by Brian Rose. And there's an unfortunate story that goes along with this photo. Brian's got a 1-year-old D7000, I think it is, Brian.
I don't even think it's a year old, actually.
It now looks a lot older than a year old, because unfortunately when I was helping Brian up on top of a large concrete tank, his DSLR, the LCD screen, smashed up against the side of the tank, and he cracked his LCD screen in the rear of his camera. So unfortunate, but he still managed to get this photo with a 10.5mm fisheye lens of the 225 participants in the Sydney walk. Way in the background there near my cursor, you can see the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So that was 225 of us all having a ball on a perfect Sydney morning. This is more from inside the buildings. These are more of Alex's photos. We'll skip past those.
Thanks.
This is one from Canberra, our nation's capital of one of the lakes down there, taken by Martin. Now, Martin was the walk leader in Canberra for us and did an amazing job. And there's some, they're a set of photos you really want to have a good look at down in Canberra. They had hot air balloons up at sunrise, beautiful reflections, very, very nice place. Some transit photos. To do the old Beatles walk on a pedestrian crossing. This was in, I'm not going to say because I'll mess it up and I'll get cranky with me, but I think it was Melbourne. Might be Adelaide. Now, a lot of the photos you're looking at now are taken on mobile phones too, because I encouraged everybody to take a device that they could upload photos onto the Google Plus stream then and there. So people could follow them. And that's what Trey was doing. He was looking at a lot of these, plus weighing them, commenting. Very much appreciated by everybody. And there's already people doing revisited walks. So they've got people down in Melbourne doing the same walk again, which is great. Awesome. Brisbane. Sydney. Oh, Alex, your photos are everywhere. What are you doing? You must have infested this stream.
Yeah, I know.
Look at them. Alex does some amazing. Well, this is all from Alex's iPhone too. And iPad.
iPad.
He's now calling it iPadography. Very unusual, Alex. Alex is actually walking around, and I'll try and find the photo with his iPad mounted on top of his D700. And I was walking around with my iPhone mounted on top of my D90. Where are we? A lot of text here. From Melbourne. Now, this photo here is a very, very popular photo. I think it's actually featured on Google at the moment, Brian. Is that right?
Yeah, actually both. This one by Frank, and then also the one we scrolled by earlier by Queenie Chan with the Wiggles Abbey Road type photo. They were both featured.
Yep.
And what happens when we feature one of your photos is it shows up on our hashtag photography page on G+, which is our unofficial team page. And then we'll also showcase it on the Picasa homepage as well as on Google.com on the background selector. And just because of the sheer volume of people who are sharing their photos on G+ and resharing them like this reshare here, or you know, just playing around with Google.com's background selector. On average, a lot of these photos will get somewhere between 1 million to 2 million views within the first week. So depending on how popular the photo is, that's just kind of the scale of not just G+, but the entire Google platform. So 2 million views on a photo that you share within, you know, in only 5 or 6 days
Brian, are we ever going to see that feature on Google Plus where we can see how many times a photo has been viewed rather than just plus one?
Stay tuned.
Oh, there you go. That's good news. That's good news. I actually knew the answer to that question. Sorry. There it is again. There that is again. Here we go, the Brisbane
Why
group.
Why does it always have to be VR? Why?
Sorry? Why does it always
All it's doing is making people angry. HDR, all it does is make people angry when HDR stuff gets popular. Well, hey, Michael, can you also do a – this is a little production note, but it would be great if you could take some of these people that you've been mentioning, the group leaders and whatnot in the various areas, and get their names or their little numbers to Dave Effer. And then it makes it very easy for me to plus mention them later when I reshare this video.
Yeah, I sure will.
And get circled up and all that good stuff.
That looks like a HDR to me.
Yeah, say so.
Yes.
And there's that photo again. I think everyone down at this walk in Melbourne actually took that photo too, other than the four that were in there. That's an awesome photo from Canberra. And here's our opera house. That looks like Michael Hall just there in the corner. Posted by Lockie from Google.
Yeah, Lockie's a bit awesome, Lockie.
I think he is a fan of yours from what he's saying there. But so we should be, Michael. So we should be.
No, I've been on a few. Sorry. My very first photo walk was actually with Giuseppe Basili, who's in a bit of a hiatus at the moment because he's just they've just had their first child, and so he's had a few months off being with the family. And we actually went out to a local beach, Turumeta Beach, and that was my very first Google Plus meetup. So I was pretty privileged to meet such a great photographer first up. And from that day on, my photography just changed completely. You know, he lent me a filter of his, very generous guy, and a few tips, and from there it just skyrocketed from there.
And so since you sound like one of the kind of newest photographers here in the crowd, what has photo walking kind of done for your love of photography? Has it kind of increased the rate at which you love photography? Has it got you even more energized? And what's that been like?
It's just like Google Plus photography community, it's my tribe. That's where I belong, you know. I just feel so comfortable, like family. And I just love meeting the local people, going out and doing photo walks. It's my photography has just improved so much just by talking and interacting with people. You know, I do a lot of listening to podcasts and reading ebooks and stuff like that, but it's the people that I meet. That's the love of my photography, you know, and just helps me so much.
I agree with you, Michael. 100%.
The Death Valley photo walk last year, Swede pulled me aside, Swede O, and she was saying that she spent hundreds of dollars on this photo seminar where she was basically in a classroom all weekend. And she said she learned more just on that first morning of that photo walk, being outside with photographers, talking to other photographers, you know, borrowing their filters, borrowing their lenses, and just seeing how they shot. And I think that's really true. You learn a lot more by doing than just sitting in a classroom and paying all that money for, you know, to hear someone talk. So I really like on the photo walks being able to tie someone's profile photo to the actual face. I mean, there's nothing that replaces a handshake or a high five or a hug. Even hangouts are really cool, and I have no doubt about that, but I do like actually meeting people one-on-one, and so that's why I love photo walks.
Yeah, I've actually been doing I've actually been doing photo walks for probably 3 years in my local area. That's how Alex and myself met Gretchen. I met Gretchen and Michael at last year's Google Plus walk, and I've made I just couldn't think of how many very, very close friends I've made just through photo walks. you know, I would, in the Sydney photo walk, at least a third or a half of those people I've met before, we all know who each other are. It's a great community. It's a great way for us all to get out and enjoy each other's company, because most of us, when we take photos, we're out there by ourselves at sunrise or sunset. It's just us, you know. You're sharing the time with yourself, and you're posting the photo so everyone else can get to see them as well. But when you're there with another photographer or another group of photographers, you're all there enjoying the moment together and sharing it together, and you've got it as a memory together. And for me, it is as Michael's wife said to me, as Michael Hall's wife said to me the other day, it's we're like a big family. And she now understands why Michael likes coming out with us, because we're all very, very similar. And great photo of Gretchen here.
Oh God!
I think Gretchen likes that photo, don't you, Gretchen? Another one of Alex's photos.
Well, all these photo walks are usually frequented by really kind, nice people, very welcoming group of people. And I imagine it's especially so down in Australia. I'll never forget the first time, you know, to the rest, to you Aussies, Australia is not that exotic, but to the rest of the world, Australia is a very exotic place. And I'll never forget the first time I heard about Australia and Australians. I was a kid and I happened to be watching the BBC, and Prince Charles had just gotten back from a trip to Australia, and he was being interviewed, and they said, they go, "So what do you think of Australia and Australians?" And he says, "Australians, they could really take you down a notch." And so that was my first, I go, "Oh, these guys must be pretty cool then." And so ever since then, you know, now I've gotten to know a lot of Aussies, and you guys are perfectly situated to be great artists, because you both take yourselves seriously and not seriously at all, and that's kind of the right way to be. And you can see that coming out from all the photos that I've been experiencing from the photo walk.
Yeah, I think we have a tendency to do that. We are very lucky down here, very, very lucky.
Well, cool. Thanks for showing those, and we'll link to that also, so people can experience that as well, and then go through at their own leisure and see some of these photos. Thank you, Michael.
Yep. No worries. Thank you.
Let's transition into. I'd like you guys to show a little bit of your work and talk about your work and what's important to you, and show a few pieces of your portfolio. Hey, Gretchen, do you feel comfortable starting out and sharing some things?
I'll give it a shot. I'll try and share my screen here.
All right.
Here's one from the photo walk. That says, as we arrived on the boat and walked up to Cockatoo Island, that's taken with the iPhone. This guard standing there. Most of the photographers went around to the left and bypassed the entryway, but that's what that looks like. Let's see what else I can find. I'm not an old
hat. Hey, what filter did you? Did you use the app on that photo?
I did. I tend to use I use a series of apps. I might go through, 6 apps sometimes to get the look I want. I just keep shifting it from one app to the next until I'm happy with the result. Can you see these flowers here?
Yes.
Yep. Are they? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This one I took with my basic Sony camera. It's a very Australian flower, frangipani flower. I just liked the way the little one was coming through the middle of the two there. I thought that was cute. Let's see. Sorry, I don't know how to go from one to the next. Here's one I took from one of my favorite vantage points in Sydney. It's from a place called Bradley's Head. Just over there to the right is where Taronga Zoo is, and it's looking back out at the Opera House, the bridge. And I like the way the light was coming through the clouds there. And let's see. This is another iPhone photo that I processed to look kind of like an old book illustration. I like that kind of old fashioned look that you can get by playing with the textures and color desaturation. Let's see what else I can find. You still want to see more? Let's see. Oh, the sunrise photo. Took a picture. Can't find it. And here's one. It's another iPhone photo. This one is of all the people eating breakfast, the hungry mob. I kind of softened it a bit just to, I don't know, emphasize the architecture a bit more. And see what else I can find. Can you see this one? I don't know if I'm doing this right. Can you see?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay. This is a flower, obviously. If I have a couple minutes of time, I take a picture and then I process it. I've got children, so I try to go out and walk every day.
Hey, and, Gretchen, can you try to share the flower again? I don't see it. I still see the hall.
Oh, you still see the hall. Okay.
Yeah.
I think my method here has been to just come back and see what else I can find the flower. Here's the sunrise. Can you see that? So,
yes.
Can you see? All right.
Yep.
So this is kind of a special picture for me because one of the things I did for the Sydney walk was take Corey C. Fisk on the walk with me. Do you guys remember the How Was Your Day, Sweetie thing that Alan Shapiro got? Anybody yep. else remember that? So I invited Corey and Vivian Gukwa from New York to come on the boat because Vivian wants to travel. She's always wanted to come to Sydney. And, of course, Corey is stuck in her bed most of the time. So from the bow of the boat, I had two live hangouts going just for them individually on two separate iPhones. And then I juggled my camera a bit and managed to get a couple of pictures. So because I thought, hang on, I want to take pictures too. So that was that one.
And I think that's Ben Butterill's virtual photo ops project, right?
Corey corrected me that, you know, this was just for her as a person. That's yeah. something that's a trademark thing that is separate, and that's where it's an organized group, and I think she leads the group of disabled people through a walk, and they kind of direct what people take pictures of. I think that's
yeah.
what that was. This was just more for both of those women as people to be a part of something fun that was happening and to see a site that was new.
Yeah.
So do you see the triptograph here, the triple?
Yep. Yes.
So when I'm processing, sometimes I like more than one version of the photo, and I'll combine them. I do a lot of abstract art, and I'll do that by combining images in different ways. This one's not very abstract, but that's sometimes how the process starts. And
hey, Gretchen, there's a question from the chat room. A pro yeah. photo tutor says, can you find out what iPhone app she's using to get that comic book look?
To get the comic book look.
Secrets.
Secrets. It is actually created by using a series of apps. So that look, I'm not getting that look by using one app in particular. I can find another, see if I can find another one to look at and talk about how I got it. I can name some of the apps that I do use. I'm having trouble sharing my screen now.
It's okay. You can just tell us your favorites.
I use Snapseed. I use PhotoForge 2. PicFrame is how I get the multiple frames put together. I use Picture Magic, Iris, Noir. I've got quite a few going on there that I use a combination of them. And I actually don't own any editing software, so I'm genuinely surprised that my photography has been as successful as it is, because I don't have a fancy camera, I don't have editing software, I'm relying on my creativity to come up with the images I get, because I just have to use the tools available to me. So that should, you know, remind people that it's not about the equipment always. Sometimes it's about what you do with what you've got.
100% yeah, agree so. With you, Gretchen.
Cool. Thanks, Gretchen. Yeah, I think my favorite of those you listed is Noir. That one.
Noir.
That one's crazy good. All right. Hey, let's jump over to someone else. Hey, Alexander, are you ready to share some stuff? Maybe yeah, Alexander, sure. Then you, Brian. Does that sound good?
No worries. Okay. Look, I'm just going to go into my Google Plus stream and try and share that for you guys. Just hang on one sec.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool.
There you go.
So,
is that working?
So, by the way, while you're doing that, I'll apologize. I was going to do a live sort of fireworks tutorial tonight, but we're on sort of a tight schedule, and I know when people tune in sort of a regular time from all over, and we have to finish up in about 30 minutes from now, because there's another show coming on Twit. So we'll get through having everyone share their work, and then we'll go through some Google Plus photographer discoveries. I think we're going to have like sort of an all Australia discovery thing tonight. So I might, I hate to hurry you guys along, but I want to squeeze in as much as we can in the next 30 minutes, okay?
No worries, I'll hurry up.
Okay.
Look, this photo here is, I'm going to show you a couple of different things of what I do that sort of reflects best, you know, different styles that I do. This is a shot that I took when Michael and I went down to Cronulla Beach one morning, which is just a local beach here where you can find me and Michael almost every Sunday morning taking photos. So this was taken with my iPhone. It's part of my iPhone or mobile photography 366 project. And basically it's just, I think by that time I was probably waist deep in the water holding my iPhone as high as I possibly could not to get wet. I don't know if that's the first shot in terms of iPhone surf photography that's ever been attempted, but yeah, I was quite happy with the end result, and you can see a little plane going up and going towards Sydney Airport as well.
It's crazy. I can't believe you got that with a phone. It's insane.
Look, I think a lot of people underestimate how good a camera they actually have in their mobile phone when they go out, and what you can achieve using a mobile phone. This particular one I just edited in Snapseed, which is my absolute number one favorite app of all time. I do 95% of my editing with Snapseed, and I'm, you know, they don't pay me anything to say this, but I just I absolutely love it. It's the I've got it on my Mac, iPad, iPhone. Use it all the time. Okay, I'll just move on and I'll share some photos from last weekend. We went out and took Brian down to the Wonder Sand Dunes, which are also near Cronulla, which is sort of a bit like a, well, it's shifting sand dunes, which have been diminished over time by sand mining. Basically, people just rocked up with trucks and got the sand there. But here you can see Michael in action spinning the steel wool, and a couple of the other local photographers coming along to this as well as Brian.
I think you had a good time with that, didn't you, Brian?
Yeah, I'll show you some of my photos, but it was just a complete blast. So cool.
This is the one where we attempted to do, I think it was supposed to be a circle and then a plus one, to stay with the Google theme.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's there's one good one of, I think this one here, where Michael actually, I think he tried to hit my camera on purpose.
Did I hit your camera?
Yes, you did. And I think when you look down here, I think you can see, I don't know who this was. I think that was Floyd actually getting hit in the knee.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah. Also got copper on the hat too.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's that. I'll leave it here. I want some of the other ones to be able to share some of their images as well. So, you know, if you want to see any of my other photos, just have a look at my Google Plus profile.
Good on you, Alex.
Cool. Thanks, Alex. Hey, Brian, do you have five you said you wanted to share?
Yeah. So I didn't actually take too many photos on the photo walk itself. I was doing basically a stop motion animation. So if you search for the hashtag, the walk down under YouTube, either on Plus or on just google.com, you can find that YouTube video. It's basically a summary of the entire Sydney walk. But I have about five photos I can just quickly share with you, the ones that I did take. So this first one, this was basically in Cockatoo Island. They had this just massive warehouse. And then I just popped on my fisheye, the 10.5mm Nikon, and shot it as basically the entire crowd was leaving for the ferry. So one of the things with photo walks, especially if you have something like this photo walk where there are 225 people, it can sometimes be hard not to take photos of other photographers. But I found if you just are patient, if you basically wait for a little while, or when you see everyone taking photos in one spot, just walk the opposite direction. That's a good way to just take scenes like this, even if there are 225 other people all on the same island that you're on. The next one is just that group shot. And I can tell you a little bit more just about what was going on in my head when I took this. So I don't like heights, and I really don't like spiders. And this concrete group that I was standing on basically combined two of my worst fears. So, like Michael was saying, he boosted me up on this concrete tube, and it's not a platform. It's basically, I don't know, it's some kind of tank with a bunch of holes in it. And there's some other shots.
A water tank.
Dream. Yeah, basically, you look down, and it's just filled with spider webs. And before I came to Sydney, one of my coworkers was saying, Sydney's really great, but you have to watch out for these giant spiders. So that was the only thing that was racing through my mind. I'd just broken the LCD on my camera. I didn't even care about that. All I cared about was dying of whatever kind of crazy giant spider bite that I was sure was going to crawl on my shoulder or something. But basically, because it was such a wide angle, I was trying to tell people to get as close as possible. And we tried to get all 225 in the shot. We still had some room on the sides, and you see the Sydney Harbour in the background.
Is a photo that I took of Brian the minute that his screen, or the second that he realized that his screen cracked. And as you can see, he's still laughing, which I think says a lot.
That was probably just nervous laughter from all the spiders. This photo is from Cronulla. So I think it was the following weekend, basically, when we went out. And that's Michael spinning the steel wool, just basically trying to make this curtain of sparks. So this is, again, the same fish
out of
line.
I love that shot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then I think that's Stephen Godfrey with the trucker hat on. He's kind of blurred in the bottom corner there. But yeah, I just Michael's the center of the world here. So it's a cool shot. This one, we were doing some light graffiti, and I was trying to figure out actually how to do this correctly, because when I was shooting it, this is my wife, Kim, actually doing the light graffiti. She tried to do it backwards or right in reverse so that it'd be the correct way when I was taking the photo, and it just ended up just crazy looking. So she just wrote this natural to her, just the way that you would normally write Google, and then I just flipped the image horizontally. So we didn't have to mess around with trying to do backwards and all this other crazy stuff. And then the other just weird thing about this photo is it was a full moon on this night, and the moon was so strong, it was just casting shadows. It was almost like as bright as, I guess, just maybe early dawn. I mean, it was just a really strange light that was there that night. And so you still saw the stars. I think I boosted the exposure of this one, maybe just one stop. But yeah, it was just really interesting lighting. And then this last...
Now, Brian, is this what your wife calls you? Does she call you Googie?
Googie.
That's my pet name.
Your little pet name is adorable, you guys. Okay, next photo.
This final shot, it's again my wife. She's holding up the little lamp that Stephen had let her borrow for the light graffiti, and she's just doing the Statue of Liberty pose. But yeah, this one actually, I think I darkened it a little bit just because the moon was so bright, and something about this image just I guess like the loneliness of it, it just kind of spoke to me. But yeah, those are my five, and I haven't posted it on G+ yet. I still have to do a little bit of tweaking, a little bit of editing. But I'll share those on G+ later this week.
All right. Well, get on it, Googie.
Googly there.
Michael, how about you share some of your work now?
Okay. I've got more than five, but we'll go through them quickly. I'll just make this a bit bigger. And this is taken on my iPhone down at Cronulla Beach, one sunrise, a couple of days ago. I'm actually doing my third year in a row of taking one photo every day and posting it. The last 2 days I haven't done it because I haven't been well, but most of the photos that I post are taken on the day. So that's just with the iPhone, edited in Snapseed, and posted. Taken, posted, and edited while I was there on the spot. Let me go back. Sorry, this is another one from my iPhone. Taken the other morning of a mother and a son standing on the beach watching the sunrise. This is from my DSLR from a couple of years ago. Tried to do a HDR, couldn't do it, so I just got a wide-angle lens out and did a bit of editing in some on-one software. This is some of the light painting that Alex and myself have been known to do. We go and find some remote locations or not-so-remote locations and muck around with HID LEDs that that I've put inside ping pong balls and swing to create orbs with a bit of steel wool action in the back by Alex. This is a sunrise photo from Cronulla again on my DSLR. So you can see there's not much of a distance between the iPhone and the DSLR, not that I can see anyway. Trey, you probably don't know this place yet. That's from my iPhone, beginning of last year, of a place in New Zealand called Queenstown.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Beautiful place. This is actually a black and white HDR I took of a university in Sydney.
Wow, that's cool.
And this is not a HDR. This is just using a new 50mm lens that I bought and went into the city and was just trying it out. A bit of colour. And I think I've got a few. I'll just share a few of my iPhone photos that I've been taking the last couple of days with you. So these are mainly, they're taken with the native iPhone camera and edited in Snapseed, and this one has seen a program called Dynamic Light to give that a little bit of an autumn effect.
Wow, you just took these in the last few days?
Yeah, this has all been taken in the last week, these ones.
Wow.
Yeah. So I like to get out there. I leave home. I'm only a 5-minute drive from the beach, so I'll get down there at 5:30, get down on the sand and wait for the local surfers to come by. And there's no zooming in. It's just, you know, I'm standing probably 5 metres away from them, and they all expect to see me down there every morning doing these crazy things. So this has sent a bit of an app called Scratch Cam to give the distracted look to it. So as you can see, I like to get down there for sunrise and try and get the sun into the photo. When I was taught photography a long time ago, they said always have the sun to your back, but I've actually turned my back on that idea, and I like getting the sun in the photos. And that's about it. I'll give someone else a go.
Cool. Thank you, Michael. And now it's Mike's turn. Mike, you got some stuff to show.
Okay. Hopefully it doesn't kick me out when I try to do this, but we'll give it a go. So let's see how we go. You all see that?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, this was taken down at Colcliffe Beach at the start of the year. Mike Sutton and a few of us went down there for an early morning photo shoot, and it was also actually featured in Jarek Klimek's photo extract. I've been lucky to be featured in there 5 times, so for a beginning photographer, I'm fluking it, I think. So now I'll just find another one. Slow here.
So what part of Australia is that in? I don't know.
It's down Wollongong. It's south of Sydney, probably about 45-minute drive.
Oh no. Yeah.
He might have sent you links, Dave. I think Michael might have filled out that
No, he Mike was actually an awesome photographer for someone who's only been taking photos for 2 years too. He's really, really picked it up well.
It's always interesting to see that, isn't it? When people just get started and they get really good really fast. I think in some ways when you see people like that it kind of indicates that they've always been thinking and wanting to be a photographer, just maybe they didn't realize it, and that's why they accelerate so quickly.
Yeah. Well, I will say that I haven't really taken and shared my photos other than, say, pictures of my kids, other than since I've joined Google Plus, which is about, 8 months ago in beta mode. I did come from a filmmaking background, though, so I think that kind of helped me. I still don't own my first proper camera, so I feel like I'm not even a beginning photographer. I'm more of an experimental artist.
It's okay. Yeah, join next week. I'll make an argument that you may not need a DSLR anymore. You may be able to go right to mirrorless.
I think you might be right. I've been looking at that camera. Oh, he's back.
Yeah. We've got 13 minutes left. 13 minutes. So we'll have to run through our discoveries pretty fast. Maybe if you guys could just plan on just ripping through them for about a minute each. Alexander, you get yours ready. Hey, Michael, or Mike, are you back? Ready to share another photo?
Oh, we've got.
We've been singing your praises while you've been gone.
We've got a duplicate Mike joining in right now.
All right, we've got Mike and his doppelganger. Well, let's go ahead and just jump right into the kind of the discoveries section of the show. Alexander, why don't you share?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Somebody with us.
All right, so the person that I'm sharing today is Stephen Godfrey, who is also came on the walk with us. He's a fantastic street and street portrait photographer. He really has a feeling of for capturing people's personalities. And I'm just going to go through some of his shots from the photo walk, as I think they're actually probably some of the best photos from the day.
I agree.
I'm just going to go through them.
Hello?
I don't know why. I never answered that phone either.
So as you can see, he really is an excellent photographer. This is a beautiful shot of Gretchen that he took.
Wow.
This is a photo, I think, of myself with my iPad taking a photo off the Harbour Bridge, and I just absolutely love it.
Looks like he took it from a submarine.
This is Lockie, who organized the photo walk with Michael from Google Australia and I think marketing Google Asia. He's just been absolutely fantastic putting this together, and I think it's just one of those photos that really, really shows him, you know, so well.
Cool. Here we go. Thank you, Alex.
This is a photo of Michael. Or Mike, I should say.
Yeah, I like that photo.
I'm going to finish up with the one of Michael and his daughter, I think, which is coming up soon.
All right.
And Anna, we've got Michael and Lexi. That'll do.
Yeah, I'll take her as a daughter.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, Lexi was a reporter from CNET TV in Australia who came out and covered the walk for us too.
That's Stephen Godfrey's photos. And as I said, he's just somebody everyone should circle. Fantastic photographer and a very, very smart guy. He's got a PhD is working on his PhD at the moment. And it's just an amazing photographer.
Yep.
Great. Okay. Thank you. And well, for people that have trouble finding these guys and gals, I will plus mention them when I share this, so you can circle them right up easily. So Brian, you're going to share with us a Perthian photographer. Is that what you call people from Perth? Perthian? That sounds weird. That can't be right. Anyway, his name is David Savage. Okay, go for it, Brian.
Sure. So I really like David Savage's photos. So not just the ones that he took on the photo walk, but like you said, he's from Perth. I'll just flip through about five of his photos. But I like his light. I like the subjects that he captures. He does a mix of both, like on the photo walks, kind of street photography and landscape photography. He did some light painting as well. Some fun people shots. I think this one is one of the light painting that he did early in the morning, I think, at the Perth Photo Walk. But yeah, definitely check him out, David Savage. You can find him on G+. Just search for his name. He's got this cool green profile icon.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian. Gretchen, who do you have for us today?
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about Michelle Robinson. Let's see if I can get my
Oh, I picked her as well.
I know you didn't. You didn't respond to my messages, Michael. Francis Gore. There's so many people that should be.
I'll pick Francis.
Mentioned Francis. I'm having trouble with my screen share though. Dave.
Okay, I'm on.
Maybe you can help me. She's the first link. She's based in Adelaide, and she's growing so much as an artist over the last probably 2 to 3 months, I'd say. She's kind of changed her approach, and I've started following her work more closely. I just think that she's capturing a lot of people and life around her in Adelaide, but also she's got a real artistic kind of angle on a lot of her work that she does too. Mm. And I think that it's worth. I like that picture. It's great from the photo walk.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Fun. Fun stuff.
All on her iPhone too, I think you'll find.
Yeah.
Yeah, I follow her too. She's cool. All right, Michael, what's your discovery for us?
Okay, well, my discovery was Michelle, but I'll pick my I'm going to pick Francis Gorez. I'll just share my screen.
Okay.
Okay, that's not it. Where are we? Francis Gorez is a Sydney-based photographer, came along to the photo walk, does some amazing black and white images, colour images, a must follow, has 18,000 followers, awesome guy, lovely man, fantastic photographer. You have to circle him and follow him.
Great. Super, thank you, Michael.
Super kind person.
You're a very, very talented man, very talented man.
Wonderful. And Michael, or Mike, I know you're having trouble with your connection, so we couldn't see your other photos, unfortunately, but we'll link over to you. But give us the name of your discovery so we can check him or her out.
Okay. My discovery is Andrew Sangorski. He's from Geelong in Victoria. He's a landscape and fine art photographer. Does beautiful black and white long exposure photography. He won a free workshop from Joel Ginsler, the international award-winning black and white fine art photographer. And that's an area where I'd like to move into to sort of try my hand at that. So I just love his photos. I can see there Dave's just picking up some of his images. If you can pull up some of the black and white fine art ones. And it's in his posts.
Okay, we'll get that and share that with everybody. All right, well, before we part ways, I want to give a plug to Catherine Hall's show. It's called Twit Photo, and her guest coming up is Frank Mio. He is at thephotocloser.com. He is a photography agent. So that's what's coming up on the next show there. All right, well, I want to thank you guys for coming. Thank you, all you awesome Aussies, I hope you had fun.
Thank you, Trey.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trey.
It's my pleasure.
Much appreciated giving us all coverage down here, Trey. Means a lot to us all. Thank you.
Well, you deserve it. And you guys, you know, you talked about in the beginning about how you worked with Google to set up the photo walk. But I want everyone to know, if you're interested in doing a photo walk anywhere in any country around the world, you don't have to work with Google. You could just set it up on your own and find a group of people and go out. It doesn't have to be a big official thing.
Yeah, Trey, we have a gift for you.
Ah.
I hope you can read that. Can you read that?
Oh, I can. Oh, thank you very much.
You can read that?
That's kind. Well, I'll tell you what, Michael. I will come. I'll pick it up in person. All right?
Good. Well, that's the whole idea of it, Trey. We want to see you over here. You'll only be 3 hours away.
I guess you weren't offering to send it then. Okay, well, I will definitely pick it up in
person. I don't have your address.
I look forward to it.
Excellent.
You guys are awesome. I appreciate you very much. And we'll have to do this for some other countries around the world, too. This was fun. You guys made it easy for me. You just show pretty stuff, and I just sit here like an idiot, so it's easy. all right. Well, I'll see you guys next week on the show. And I appreciate you guys. And we will see you next time. All right, everyone, just kind of wave goodbye, and we'll see your little Brady Bunch boxes wave.
I wonder if we can get them to do an Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.